Hossein Khejvan, Thursday the 20th November, Dr. Mark Niven, Head of Diabetes, Lineado Hospital, Netanya.
One of the highlights of davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is in Chazaras Hazatz, Shatz of Musaf, in Unasani Tokyo, when we get very excited and the Chazad gets excited. And we say, "Where Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun V'Yom Sam Kippur Yikasevun." On Rosh Hashanah it's written down, and on Yom Kippur it's sealed. Kama Yavrun V'Kama Yibereon Mi Yichye V'Mi Yomus. How many people are going to pass on, and how many are going to be born? Who's going to live and who's going to die? Who's going to die at the end of their days, and who's going to die early? And so on. And at the end we have the big thing, Usa Shuva, Usa Fila, Usa Doka, Ma'avir and Isra Gzera. It's all in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's no mention there of doctors at all, or any human intervention. We recognize that everything in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and our lives and our health for the next year are being decided now. So, as a doctor, I find myself with mental double vision. What's going on here? What am I up to? How can I interfere? Is there any point in what I'm doing, or what we're doing as doctors, or in medicine, or anything else? Or is it really a chutzpah, or even an avera to practice medicine and interfere with what Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing? On the other hand, the Klausenberger Rebbe, around Yekuza Yehuda Habersham, Zisra and the Santa Kodesh Brocha, who was the Rav in Klausenberg, which is the capital of Transylvania before World War II, during the war, he survived Auschwitz and other horrors, and many of you know the stories of him, but his wife and 11 children did not survive. And at the very famous event, during a forced death march from Warsaw to Dachau, the Rebbe was shot in the arm and severely injured. And it's best if I just read out exactly what he said and translate it from the Yiddish, his thoughts at that time. "I remember when I shot in the hand, I was afraid to go to the Nazi-run clinic, although it had doctors. I knew that the moment I entered that place, I would not come out alive. So what did I do after being shot? Despite my fear of the Nazis, I found a tree, picked a leaf and held it tightly over the wound to staunch the bleeding. Then I tore off a branch and tied it around the wound to hold the leaf in place. With God's help, I recovered in 3 days. At that point, I resolved that God granted me life and I was healed, for I looked like a walking skeleton, a Muslim, and if I left this place to the evil Nazis, then I would build a hospital. It will be found that with doctors and nurses who believe that there is a God in this world, they would know that they heal a patient, they are doing the greatest mitzvah in the Torah." The Rebbe did indeed survive and founded Lineado Hospital in Tanya, where I have the privilege of working. But we see the Rebbe himself did not go to the so-called doctors, for there was no point, and no alternative other than to rely on a nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But his response to it was that he wanted to build a hospital with doctors and nurses who believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he uses the expression that they are doing the greatest mitzvah in the Torah, which is in direct contradiction of what I said before about Asani Tokyo. So at least it puts me back into a place a bit and makes me feel better about what I'm doing. So I wanted to go through and look at some of the sources and the Hadok and Hishkofa behind how we can actually practice medicine. So, looking in the Torah, the first mention of doctors in the Torah is not very impressive. It's in Parshas Vayechi, after the death of Yaakov, and Vayetzav Yosef es Avadov es Rofim. Yosef commands his doctors, the Rofim, his servants, the Rofim, to embalm Yaakov. This really is not what we're trying to do. It's more like Machshimon. Next mention is a familiar pasuk at the end of Parshas Vishalach. It says, "We listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and which is right in his eyes. Listen to his mitzvah and keep his statutes. Kol ha-machala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. I will not put upon you the illnesses and the troubles You had him strike because I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm your doctor, your professor. So that doesn't help me much either. So the next place in Parsis Mishpatim, we have the laws of damages. And it says someone that strikes a friend and gives him an injury, or actually not fatally, and it says two things he has to pay. Rak Shibto Yiten, the fact that he can't work, he has to pay for his unemployment. Rapo Yirape, and he has to get him healed. So then going into the Gemara in Baba Kama, Perik Chovel, the first Mishnah deals with what someone actually has to pay when he injures someone else. And there's a list of five things he has to pay. There's Nezik, the injury itself, Tsar, the pain from it, Rabu, he has to pay for him to be healed, Shemus, he has to pay for his unemployment, and Boshus, he has to pay for the embarrassment he gets from it. Of these, the Torah mentioned only two of them, the Ripui and the Boshes. And further on in Gemara, in Daf Pei Hei, the Gemara asked why the Torah only mentioned two of them, particularly asked why it mentioned Ripui. And read the Gemara out, Ripui the Sana, Bekro Lomeli Mivele, why did he bring Ripui? Lekatatatona, Rabbi Demei. Rabbi Mishmael, Tanur Debei Rabbi Yoshua, Omer, Rapoi, Mikanchi Niten Rashus Le Rafei Le Rapo. So we have an explicit Gemara that the doctor has permission to actually work and to heal people. But that really is just the start. We may have permission to heal, but the Klausenberger Rebbe said it was a mitzvah. He described it as the greatest mitzvah in the Torah. So what I can do now is go back to the writings of the Klausenberger Rebbe himself to bring down why he said that. When Lanyada was set up, he wrote a number of founding principles according to which the hospital would be run, and he based this on what Rebbe Akiva Eger had done when he set up a hospital in Posen in his time, that there would be founding principles to describe the ethos of the hospital. And the first of these founding principle was the Kiryat Sanz Hospital should be established as a holy institution with the aim of bringing benefit and healing to those who suffer in accordance with the commandments of the Torah. And then he gives his sources. They're stated in the Dorim Mem Aleph and Shulchan Aruch Yerideh Shin Lamed Vav. So we can go and look at these sources. In the Dorim, first we have a Mishnah. And it's a difficult mission to understand. There's a lot of discussion in the Gemara. But someone who vows his friend should not have benefit from him, but then goes, he would not have benefit from his friend. There's machlokes about that. But then his friend becomes sick and he has to go and visit him to do the kocholim, which is a mitzvah. He has to stand, he's not allowed to sit down because he's getting benefit from the place. And it says he can do refuas nefesh refuas mamon. And that's a little bit difficult to understand. But the maskana of the Gemara is this. First of all, it suggests that he's allowed to heal him for free, but not for payment, because if you're getting paid for it, that he's having benefit. But then Gemara rejects this because he could just say, he can, why did it say the nefesh for my mom? Why can you say he can obey him for Bechinon? And then the Gemara has a different explanation. He's allowed to heal the person, but not allowed to have any help him in any other way, like healing his animals, presumably at that time the animal doctor was a bit of a vet as well. And the conclusion, why is he allowed to do this? And the conclusion is because healing is a mitzvah, and was not allowed to make a neder not to do a mitzvah. And so, the conclusion of the Gemara, or the Klausenberger conclusion of the Gemara, that that healing is indeed a mitzvah. We can then go on and look in the Shulchan Aruch to actually get Psak Din. And there is a little simon in the Shulchan Aruch, which is actually Dinei HaRofe. There is actually a specific simon in the Shulchan Aruch just for doctors. Because you've got some interesting points, we won't go through all of them, we'll go through some of them. The first one is, very specifically, Nosna HaTorah Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos. The doctor has Rishus to heal, or mitzvahi, and it's a mitzvah. Ubechlav Merkoch Nefeshu. It's Merkoch Nefeshu. It's someone's hired to do it. It's not just a Rishus, it's a mitzvah, and it has to be done. So, you have no problem there. He can heal someone and he doesn't do what he should, as though he's spilled blood, he's killed him. If there's someone else that can do it, he should still do it. Shalom min hakol olam zocheh l'hitrapos. Not everyone's going to be killed by this one person. Each one, there's an expression elsewhere. Samploni Ali Devotikoni. There's a gezeirah, someone might have to be healed by one particular person. And so if someone has the opportunity, you should take it. Mihu lois seik barafua, ken buboki, someone shouldn't practice medicine unless he's properly qualified, shouldn't do things he shouldn't be not able to do. Veloshem godomi minimum. If he knows he's not enough qualified, there's someone else down the road who's better qualified to do that particular thing, whether it's an operation or whatever, then he should let someone else do it. He's not qualified to do that, also like murdering. Another interesting halacha, just as on the side, similar seat base. Vim repays Shalobashus Beis Din. He does it without the permission of Beis Din. What I've heard from Rav Zilberstein in Bnei Brak, what that means is someone who is not properly qualified, doesn't have a license to practice medicine. He just goes and does it in there as maybe an alternative practitioner or something like that. Chayav Tashlumin. If he does damage, someone who doesn't have a license is chayav to pay for any damage he does. Afilu Ibubaki, even if he is capable of doing it, but he wasn't properly recognized to do it, but they said he shouldn't be doing it. But well, in Repay Bushus Beis Din, if he acts in accordance with Beis Din, he has a license to practice medicine. But Da'am, and he makes a mistake, a genuine mistake, not things he shouldn't do, but he's aching, he does damages, Potter Midin Odom, he doesn't have to pay. But however, Bechah Midin Shemaim, in Shemaim, he's still culpable. The doctor has to be careful. Okay. So we've established that the doctor has a right to practice medicine, and it's a mitzvah to practice medicine. But there are some other points I'd like to bring in the name of the Klausenberger Rebbe. At the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, there's a long Mishnah dealing with which types of course, with what a din required for which types of cases. And one of these is the Sanhedrin Katana of 23 Dayanim, which is required for capital or potentially capital cases, someone starting Chas V'Shalom murder, or other things which he may be Chayav Misa. And at the end of the Mishnah, it asks, what size city deserves to have a Beis Din of this size, of the Sanhedrin Katana? And it gives the number 120. We then have to go quite a number of that further on to find a brayso which lists the composition of this 120. And we'll go through the math. Has to have, first of all, the Beis Din itself is 23. And we have to have another three sets of 23, as it were, reserved. Something happens, someone's not eligible. For the reason is Gashem, why three sets? That gives us another 69. And the city has to have a Sarah Batlanim, 10 people who are always available in Shul to make up a minyan they're basically sitting and learning. This is the colour of the city. That's 10, and that gives us, so far, 102. So we're still short. Then it says, well, we need officers for the court. We need two. So for him, people write down these days, we call them stenographers or something like that. That's two. Two chazanim, who are the court officers, the bailiffs. And then we actually have two litigants. There's no point in having based in unless there's someone actually to be charged, to be judged. That's another two. And of course we have to have aid him, we have two aid him. And we have to have two witnesses who can contradict them, that's two zomamin. And another two witnesses who can contradict them, that's zomamin. So we've got to 114. But we're still short. So the Gemara makes up the number from another brisa about where a Talmid Chacham is allowed to live. There are a number of things that a Talmid Chacham has to have in order to live in the city. But Tanya, this is in the Zayin Hedrin, Yud Zayin on Beis. Kolei she'en l'abar asar d'vorim alonu, ein Talmid Chacham r'shai l'dor v'tocho. And first of all, Beis Din, Makin Rav Shin, this is the Beis Din, which we talked about, so it has to be there. The Kupa Shah Sadaka is going to have a Sadaka fund, which has two people to collect money and three people for giving it out. There's going to be one extra to make sure that everything's done fairly. A basic Nessus, a Shul, basic Mechatz, a bathhouse, a basic Kise. And now we come to a bit that's interesting. Rofe, V'uman, V'lavla, Malame Tinokas. And the first one we have is Rofe. We've got to have a doctor in the city as well, as the Talmid Chacham isn't allowed to do that. On that point, Rashi says, Lemul Tinokas, the other Mephoshim who actually said they generally means doctor. But Rashi says Uman, which might say workman, describes that someone who lets blood, that Rashi says, which is the equivalent of the doctor. So either way, Rashi would admit it as well. And Lavla scribe, Malamid Tinokas, school teacher. So we have a Talmid Chacham is not allowed to live in a place without a doctor. I heard from the Gabbai of the Klausberg Rebbe, who I never met myself, but I've met his Gabbai on many occasions, that what the Rebbe said, apart from his vow about setting up the hospital, he was very worried about this Gemara, because he wanted worried about when he got to Beis Din Shemala, what would they ask him if he lived in a town without a doctor?
What was he worried about?
Huh?
What was he worried about?
I'm going to say. He held that in these days, a doctor was not just a single doctor because medicine is too advanced. He held that that had to be a hospital. And that was another reason for him setting up the hospital. So that's the halachic basis of practicing medicine. We're allowed to, it's a mitzvah to do it, and we have to do it. But there's another aspect about if everything is decreed on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, how does it work? What are we really doing? I mean, how does one fit with the other? We certainly have many accounts of decrees being changed by tefillah, it's in the Gemara and many stories, and that's understandable because it's on a ruchni level. We're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu can change things around. That's what is needed. Tzadikim can work miracles. Tzadik Gozer, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. But if that's the case, why can't we just sit down and say Tehillim? Why do we actually have to do something? Give medicines, do operations, or whatever? And I've had a number of conversations with Talmidei Chachamim on the subject, which is really quite complex. But the first one to realize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu set up a world in which he wants us to do his status. We expect usually there are lots and lots of mitzvahs which are actually physical in nature. And if it was just the ruchni, we would sit around learning from the but a lot of mitzvahs physical in nature. Whether it's on Rosh Hashanah itself, it's blowing the shofar, or on Sukkot, we have lots of physical mitzvahs, and on Pesach, and every day we do things. So he wants us to do physical things in status, but recognize that it's all connected to him. But we can only do this if it has a reasonable, realistic derech ha-teva way of working. And if not. we can take two examples of this. One is Yosef, when he was in prison. For a few weeks' time, we'll read it in the week to Pasha. And he asked the Sayyid Mashkim to let put in a word for him, to intercede for him. And in fact, he does it twice. And he brought down because of this, he ended up spending another 2 years in jail. And the famous commentary of the Beis Halevi on this, why 2 years? Not because he dafkud asked twice, one on one. If he'd asked only once, he wouldn't have had any punishment at all. That was reasonable his studies to do, to ask once. But since he asked twice, that was going beyond what he was supposed to do, and then he got punished. And I'll go back to Klausenberg Arabia himself. When he was injured, he couldn't go to the doctors because that would definitely not, wouldn't have helped. So putting somehow binding up the wound the best he could was his status, but he realized that it was really Kodesh Baruch who was healing it for him. So Kodesh Baruch wants the world to run that way. We have no position to question it. The second thing to say is, by doing these acts, you have to realize that there's a chesed involved. And I've been told that personally by one of the Golim in the Rebbe Eliyahu Weintraub, who I was very close to, to the different set of Kodesh Baruch, that by bearing in mind that one's doing chesed, this turns into mitzvah, and the zchus of the mitzvah of chesed is what can actually have the action of healing. The zchus of the cure. And a further possibility, which I alluded to before, is that going through the treatment is part of the gzeira on that person. And that they are going to survive, but they're going to have to be treated in a certain way. And I know that in the medical world, we often have patients, we, as it were, do everything according to the book, and nothing works. And on other cases, things go terribly wrong, apparently, but the patient survives. And it's all been a shemaim. The gzeira, they've had the gzeira from Rosh Hashanah, they've had to go through this whatever, that's part of the gzeira. And we're playing our part as fools of the Kodesh Baruch Hu to carry out what he wants to do, whatever he is. I'll just bring one or two other marmarim in the name of the Klausenberg Rebbe on a slight different tack. It's interesting that the Rebbe set up his community, Kiryat Sanz, in Netanya, which is not an established religious area at that time. He looked at Yerushalayim, not in Yerushalayim, not in Bnei Brak, not in Tver Tzfat, but in what was then a small seaside town without much of a religious community. And again, I heard from his gabbai what his reasoning for doing that was. He had another purpose. Netanya is actually the narrowest point of Israel. From the sea to the Green Line is only about 15 miles, which makes it very, very vulnerable. And in fact, in Netanya and in Oslo, we've had a lot of, unfortunately, attacks and terrorist attacks in this week. And it would be very easy for the whole country to be cut in parts in half. And so the Rebbe wanted to protect Eretz Yisrael. So how did he go about doing that? And then in the Pesikta to Midrash Eicha, there's an interesting little Midrash, which maybe I'll just read out and translate. Rabbi used to send Rav Ami and Rav Asi to check out the cities in Eretz Yisrael. And when they got there, they would go and speak to the officials of the city, ask them, show us who's protecting the city. And inevitably they'll take them over to see the police station or the army checkpoint or something like that. And they weren't pleased with that. And they would actually reply, they aren't the protectors of the city, they're the destroyers of the city. And what they wanted to see was something that people were sitting and learning day and night. People were learning Torah. That's the way to protect the city. And bring the apostle from the Tehillim, So this was the idea of the Rebbe. He wanted to protect Israel, and the only way of doing it was to set up a center of Kedusha at the narrowest point. showed me it continued to work. I started Rosh Hashanah. I just want to finish with the Rosh Hashanah story from the early days of the hospital, which sounds an amazing story, but I've had it, heard it from many people who were involved in the story. In the early days of the hospital, the earliest part of the department opened was the maternity ward. Baruch Hashem, it's still the most active part of the hospital. It's the part that we're not worried about. Should always be busy. But a woman was in labour in the hospital on Rosh Hashanah, and things started to go badly. And the lives of both the mother and the baby were in serious danger. There's medical detail I can give elsewhere. And there was a shaila what to do. One possibility was we could just operate to save the baby. That would endanger the mother further. Only one thing would help, and that was the availability of freshly donated blood. The reason that helps more is that fresh blood has got clotting factors and other things in it which don't survive in stored blood. Blood in Israel is supplied by Movin Adov in Adom, which does work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year with Rishus. It's Pekuach Nefesh, just like the hospital. But to get that quantity of fresh blood would be difficult even on a weekday, let alone on Rosh Hashanah. So what to do? We went to ask the Tazimog Rebbe, who was davening in the Beis Medrash, which is right next to the hospital. This was his idea, that the two would complement each other. And Rebbe's davening was legendary at the best of time, any time, for his concentration, but even on a weekday. Rosh Hashanah, obviously, he was incredibly involved. But as soon as he realized there was a question in the hospital, he stopped and listened and made an immediate decision, went up, stopped davening, went up to the bimah, clapped on the bimah, and told everyone, stop davening. Everyone should go across to the hospital from the Beis Medrash to give blood to be tested if they're suitable, and those that are suitable should give a donation of blood. And so literally hundreds of people went up to the Beis Medrash across, and it was not difficult to get the right quantity of blood. And Baruch Hashem, the mother and the baby survived and are around. And many, many people were involved in this mitzvah of Pekuach Nefesh at that time. Come back to the end. I started, Mi Yechia, Mi Yavus, Kam Yavreun, Kam Yavrun. It's decided in Shemayim, but we have a mission and a mitzvah to be involved in it as well.
I'm going to go to the